On South Dakota's Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, seven young people in the Oglala Sioux tribe have taken their lives since early December. Others have attempted to commit suicide, and there's a fear that more kids are being encouraged to do so on Facebook and through the terrible symbol of nooses hung near their homes. The AP's Regina Garcia-Cano is in Sioux Falls. And Regina, this is the site of a terrible chapter in American history, the slaughter at Wounded Knee, 300 tribe members killed by cavalry in 1890, survivors forced to drop their culture. But why are these suicides happening now?
You know, Robin, when you talk with parents, they give many reasons. They say it's partially the high unemployment rate, the alcoholism, domestic violence, sexual abuse. And they also say that it has to do with the decimation of the Oglala Lakota culture and the fact that the children that live in the reservation do not have an identity, and you know, in the long run, they feel hopeless. And they also attribute the situation to some cyberbullying that's happening. You know, there are a lot of Facebook messages that are condemning children and others, even encouraging to end their lives.
Yeah.
One of the tribal leaders there mentioned a situation in which a parent walked into his office and showed him a Facebook post where basically someone had written that there were nooses in an area of the reservation. And when tribal police showed up, they indeed found four nooses.
Nooses hanging from trees, seeming to challenge kids. Well, we know that the tribe has called in mental health workers to help their overloaded staff, but you mentioned the parents who think that the kids need something to hold on to. I mean, you describe a place where there's a Pizza Hut and a Taco John's, and every kid on the reservation is competing for the jobs there. These are the Badlands. There's nothing around. What would it feel like when you were there?
You know, it's a really isolated place. It takes quite a while to get there. And when you get there, the first thing you see are dilapidated homes. 20 to 25 people live in a, you know, your average size trailer home. You see poverty.
Is there any way to bring jobs?
You know, when I talk with tribal officials, that is something that, you know, they wouldn't necessarily address. I think they know that there is, you know, high poverty rate, and they're doing what they can.
Yeah.
It's just, as I mentioned, there's Taco John's, Pizza Hut, a Subway, a grocery store, and a gas station. That's what you see when you get there.
That's it. And you mentioned parents saying that part of the fact is that the kids need to have a culture. What more can be done here?
You know, parents are coming together to try to come up with a few strategies. One of the first things that they decided to do is to organize a mass naming ceremony where each student who wants to participate will receive an Oglala Lakota name. And at the same time, they are trying to host weekly meetings and learn about how to talk with their children about bullying, and to also talk to their children and try to find, you know, cues that could signal that their kid is under some stress.
That's the AP's Regina Garcia-Cano talking about the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. Regina, thank you.
Thank you.